Mornings is Tijuana.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, no worries. And were you ever affected by the hair relaxers? Any diagnosis of any cancer?
I do have cancer.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know if that's endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
I see. And did you already have an attorney assisting you?
No.
Okay. Did you want to see if you did meet the criteria to participate?
Well, I'm not available right now. I'm preparing for surgery.
I see. No,
So
worries. Well, we can always call back at a better time, or we can just see if you met the criteria, and then I can give you a call back. How does that sound?
okay.
Okay, no worries. And did you ever use the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you know when it was that you were diagnosed?
July 9th.
Okay, July 9th, and that was of this year?
Yes.
And again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you remember the doctor's name that did diagnose you?
Dr. Anastasia.
Dr. Anastasia, was that her first or last name?
That's her first, that's my doctor, Dr. Anastasia. That's her last name.
Okay. Do you know her first name?
No, I would have to go look it up. Let me see. I just know they call her Dr. Anastasia.
Okay, no worries. You know, what city or what clinic you were diagnosed in?
Yeah, I was diagnosed in Brooklyn in Kings County Hospital.
Okay, so I did find a doctor in that hospital. It looks like Ashinov Anastasia.
A GYN, she a gynecologist.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and again, it was the NYC Health and Hospitals in Kings County, Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And on average, how many times a year would you say that you use the hair relaxer?
Well, I used to perm my hair almost every month.
Okay. Almost every month, no worries. It's about 12 times a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And did you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year? I know it is a little redundant. I just need yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. And this Kings County Hospital, was this the same place where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yeah, I did 4 chemos there. I just did my last chemo
Okay.
the Monday before last, so I'll do surgery next month.
Oh, I see. I
The
see.
hysterectomy next month.
Oh, I understand. And I hope that goes over very well for you.
Thank you.
Of course. And were you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. And what was your date of birth?
October 16th, 1967.
Perfect. October 16, 1967. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Do you know anyone else that used hair relaxers as well was maybe affected?
No.
Okay. And so you only used the hair relaxer in New York, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when you started using it?
When I was about 20, 19, 20.
Okay. Do you remember what year that might have been?
What, when I was getting my hair unrelaxed?
When you first started, like around what year was that?
Oh my God, 1920.
Okay, you said 1990?
That was like an 85, 86.
Okay. 1985. I'll just put 85 as an estimate there. And do you know when you stopped using it for the very last time?
The very last time I think I stopped using it was like 2 years ago. I stopped filming like this.
Okay, I'll put around 2022. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. So that means you would have used it, let's see here. Okay, it looks like 37 years in total. Does that sound about right to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and were you, when you were using it, was this at a salon or was it at home?
Well, no, I did it at home sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I went into a salon.
Okay. And when you did it yourself, where did you get the hair relaxer from? Was it like a beauty supply store?
From the beauty supply store.
Okay. A beauty supply store. And do you remember the name of the salon where you got it done?
Sisters. They on Lawrence Street in Brooklyn.
Okay. And do you currently use any of the products or not anymore?
No.
Okay. No, that's good to hear. And do you remember what brand products you might have used? Maybe Dark and Lovely?
I used olive oil before.
Okay.
I use olive oil. I use, what was that other brand? That, well, I'm trying to think. I know I use olive oil. I forgot the other name.
That's okay. That's okay. So I'll
Dark and olive oil, Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Okay, so Dark and Lovely, the ORS olive oil. No worries. And again, it is a little redundant. I just need yes or no. Did you receive your diagnosis 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers?
No, I just received my diagnosis this year.
Yeah, okay. So it was way more than 2 years, right, that you were using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And when did you start getting your chemotherapy? Was it this year as well?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I started it in September.
Okay. September of this year. And was it the same doctor, the Anastasia doctor, that helped you with that?
Yes, that's who I still see now. That's my doctor.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Perfect. And then your first name, was that spelled T-I-J-U-A-N-A?
Yes.
Perfect. And then last name spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you have a middle name?
Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-T-H.
Perfect. E-L-I-Z as in zebra, A-B-E-T-H.
That's Elizabeth.
Yeah, perfect. Sounds great. And what was your social?
I don't want to, I have to give that to you too.
We do require it to be able to pull those medical records, but if you just wanted to do your last four, I completely understand.
5773.
Perfect. And did you have an email that we can keep on file here?
T-I-J-U-A-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm. And was that at gmail.com?
2266.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. So it's just first name, last name, 2266 at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And your phone number that I have here is 347-239-9144. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what was your address?
955 Rutland Road.
Okay.
Brooklyn, New York, 11212.
Perfect. Okay. So I have 955 Rutland Road, Brooklyn, New York, 11212. And was there an apartment number?
1G, Evan George.
Okay. Okay, apartment. The number 1 and then the letter G as in George, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, sounds good. Do you have the medical records to support the diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. Now, we do require an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, my husband.
Okay, perfect. And what was your husband's name?
Aaron Wiggins, A-A-R-O-N. Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S.
Perfect. And what was his phone number? Do you know it?
347-351-0859.
Perfect. Okay, great. So what I am going to do now is I am going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all? Are you familiar with DocuSign?
I know DocuSign, yeah.
Okay, great, great. So I'm going to go ahead and draft this. Now, what this DocuSign is going to be for is it's just giving the law firm permission to go ahead and pull those medical records and see if they can get started on a case for you. Now, would you want this sent to your email, your text messages? Do you have a preference?
It don't matter. Email, text, it don't matter.
Okay. Okay, great. I can go ahead and send it to both to make it a little easier. Okay, now I am just going to go over some information on the DocuSign. I want to make sure that we have all of the information correct. Okay, now I have your name spelled first name T-I-J-U-A-N-A, Elizabeth, common spelling. Last name Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great. I have your address is 955 Rutland Road, apartment 1G as in George, and that's in Brooklyn, New York, 11212. I have your social is 5773 and your date of birth as 10/16/1967. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just sent that through. You can go ahead and let me know when you do receive that. In your notifications, and then I'd be more than happy to assist you if you do need help. Okay, now I did just receive it. Now the attorneys will reach out shortly just to verify some information with you. And then once they do, you can always reach out to them for any case-related inquiries or if you want any, you know, updates, that kind of thing. Now, before I do let you go, did you have any questions for me?
No, I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I hope it goes over very well for you. I hope they can assist you and, you know, you hopefully get what is needed, really. It is really sad that a lot of people go through this. But thank you for your time anyway, and I hope you have a great day and a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You do the same. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Okay.